Liverpool reports Jeremy Frimpong. It is confirmed. The first thing to point out is that Liverpool have done it in three instalments from the sound of things, which just means it's all a bit mad in terms of how the books work, not least because they've also got rid of Trent Alexander-Arnold today for £10 million, which is supposedly done in one instalment for Real Madrid. So that means that year one's instalment for Jeremy Frimpong's boxed off, if you want to look at it that way. I don't really care about the money because the money is not our business 100%, Phil Blundell, but what is our business 100% is sorting a position out going into next season, sorting a position out going into the season after, possibly even the season after that. Liverpool are now very well stocked at right back.
Yeah. I mean, I do care about the money, because if we spend money badly, it impacts on what I get to enjoy watching.
Fair.
And that is, so when you're able to do things like this, and it means you've got money to left over to then go and go, oh, it's Florian Wirtz, sound. You can allocate money to other places when you spend money sensibly, and it feels like we've really spent this money sensibly. I think what Liverpool look to be doing is going after their sort of core areas of like the areas of priority, really. And you know, it's looking like the first three are going to be Kerkez, Frimpong, and Wirtz, and they're probably where Liverpool want as a priority. But to get it done early to then move on to other places, fantastic. Liverpool are now stocked at right back for as long as they want to be.
Yeah,
not just next season, but 5 years into the future, because they've got two fantastic young athletic footballers who I think will be a huge part of how Liverpool play football. I don't think it would be underestimated, the athleticism and pace that the pair of them are going to add to this. Because
do you think it helps that they're not the same player? I think they are different players, but there's good similarities between them as players. So basically, whatever the manager wants to do, 60 or 130 or the other, he's getting the same thing.
Yeah, it's, you know, basically that they're not quite the same, but you don't have to change your side style to accommodate either of them. I don't think you're able to sort of go, right, well, this is what the right back looks like, but against this opposition it might be this, against this one it might be this. I think it's been really interesting the last few games, like particularly the Palace one, how, and Arsenal as well, how willing Bradley was to sort of come inside Salah. And that feels like something we just haven't had, because, you know, Trent Alexander-Arnold has had no interest in making runs inside the left winger, yeah, into the sort of centre forward area, and we've got that now from probably two players. Frimpong obviously gives a little bit more adaptability in terms of he can probably, when Salah's getting off for a month to 6 weeks this winter, that is, we know that that's a fact, and it feels like Frimpong is going to be able to cover there as well. So there's a lot to be said for this, and it just looks a very sensible signing on every single level.